Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real podcast, the Vancouver and area residential real estate podcast that aims to cut through all of the baloney. You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? Be honest. If you live in British Columbia, particularly the Lower Mainland, you know that real estate is probably the number one topic around here. I mean, next to the weather, that's all anybody ever talks about. So this podcast is here to kind of help you figure out exactly what's true and what's not. On each episode, I like to toss in this little disclaimer that anything you hear on the Keeping It Real podcast is my experience coupled with the research that I've done and my opinion about that research. There's often more than one way to interpret data, and certainly that's true in real estate. So I just want to always let you guys know that if you hear a different opinion, it could be just as true as the one you hear today. All right, you guys. So last week's episode was super well received. I've had more listeners than on any other episode, and I was trying to think of what I could do to top that. And then I thought, well, you know what? Why don't I just find out what people are asking about real estate? Because I'm sure, you know, there's lots of things that people want to know, and maybe they don't know. They don't know. So you don't know what you don't know. Or maybe you do know. But in any case, this week's episode is going to be the top 10 questions that realtors get asked by sellers. And then if it goes well and nothing crazy happens in the next week, I will probably do one next week on the top 10 things that buyers ask. So let's just jump right in. In order to find out what the top 10 questions are, I of course just jumped onto the old Google and was presented with 10 questions right away. So of course, those are the ones I'm going to use because ultimately I am very lazy. Maybe not so true. Anyway, okay, so the number one question, or I don't know if it's not like a top 10 list, so I think we're going to start with number one instead of end with number one. But anyway, at any rate, the first question is, how should I prepare my house before selling it? Wow, you're going to get a whole lot of different answers from a whole lot of different agents on this one. I mean, if I'm your agent, I'm going to come in and give you a whole assessment about what's great about your place. I'm always going to want to know what you think is great about your place, because that's the sort of thing we're going to want to feature. But there are lots of things that I tell clients that are pretty much consistent. So first thing I say is get rid of half of your stuff, whether you have to store that or pack it up and put it into boxes in the garage. Doesn't really make any difference as long as it's kind of out of sight. But that means half your clothing, half your knickknacks, sometimes half your furniture, certainly anything that's lying around. Those are important things to prep your home. Another piece of advice I always give is if you have the time and let's say that you really love black rooms, black paint on the walls in the rooms, maybe have those painted. Paint them white. It's much easier for other people to imagine themselves in your space if you have something quite neutral. And I think that's the real point when it comes to prepping your home for sale. Try to imagine that you are a home buyer and you're walking into the place for the first time. You want to impart your own style in this space. And if this space is cluttered with a lot of furniture or the walls are black, then it's really hard for people to kind of imagine how their stuff would work in that space. I'd say that advice is pretty much the basic, you know, but there are tons more things you could do. And having somebody come in who has a keen eye would be great. Get somebody in there as soon as you can. And even if you're just even considering selling at some point in the future, it's always great to get some opinions about what you could do, change up, make more attractive to future buyers. All right. Question number two is, should I order a home inspection? Well, if I'm your agent and you live in a single family home and you've been there for 20 years or so, I'm going to order the home inspection and I'm going to pay for it. That's part of the service that I provide. Not all agents do that. It doesn't make any difference. Some do, some don't. For me, it makes it really much easier on all of us, because if we have a home inspection that outlines everything that is wrong with the home, then you can either fix it or we can disclose to a potential buyer. And if anything comes up on inspection, they already know what's happened, period. Oh, I did it again, you guys. I said period because I obviously think I'm texting. I told a story in an earlier episode about how we did a pre-inspection and how we got multiple offers, and in the some people wanted to bring in an inspector before they made an offer, and one of the inspectors poked a hole in the ceiling that we had already said had moisture in it, and it caved in the drywall, and then they had to pay for it. So to me, there are lots of advantages to getting a home inspection. Depends on the age of your house, I guess. But my answer is most of the time, yes. I think if you live in a condo that's still under warranty, maybe not necessary, but it all depends on you, what your comfort level is. Oh my gosh, who made this list? Number three, how long will it take to sell my home? That's going to depend on the market, and it's going to depend on you. And there are some sellers who think that their house is worth a certain amount of money, and that number is based on their own needs rather than market conditions, in which case sometimes the house is priced too high and won't sell at that price. Sometimes the market is not moving very quickly, in which case your house may take some time to sell. Sometimes the market is incredibly swift, and I think we're coming into that market shortly. Summer 2024, I think, is going to be bananas, but that's me predicting, which I try not to do too often, but I did in the last episode, so I guess it's okay. Anyway, how long is your house going to take to sell? That absolutely 100% depends on the market. And you need to talk to your agent or whoever you have advising you. Well, it's got to be an agent, obviously, but because other people, like regular people, don't really have access to the stats. But it depends on a lot of factors. I would say the biggest factor is usually price, and then condition of the home is another factor that we talked about in number one and number two. But yeah, lots of factors in how long it will take your place to sell. I'm going to link to these questions because they're funny. Okay, number four. What is the selling price of my home? I guess, again, this depends on fluctuations in the market, what's happening right now, what are some comps in the area. I mean, maybe your place is absolutely stunning compared to your neighbors that just sold, so that's not really a comp. Maybe yours has something really super special, like it was built by a group of four firefighters who built five homes in Lynn Valley in the 60s. I had a house like that. It was really super fun. There are just so many market factors that could impact the sale of your home, including, you know, whether people are buying. Are we in a buyer's market? Are we in a seller's market? How's the price? Oh, yeah, right. This one's about price. So, yeah, how are we going to price it? We're going to do a ton of research. Numbers don't lie. So I am very data-based. So I always like to make sure that we have all of the information before anybody talks about price. And again, not all agents do it this way, but I like to wait until very, very close to the date that we are listing the home in order to determine the final sale price because, again, markets change. I feel like I'm getting all serious with this topic instead of my usual jovial self, because I guess because I'm just answering questions. So maybe you got to let me know if this is excruciating for you guys. Okay. Is there a reason my home's assessed value differs compared to the market value? Yeah. Sheesh. Okay, first of all, in British Columbia, BC assessment is done in June of the year prior. So for this year, 2024, the assessed value of your home was taken in June 2023. So we were in an entirely different market in June 2023. And a whole bunch of factors were weighing on the market at that time, including increasing interest rates and a whole bunch of other stuff. So your tax assessment is not often a great indicator of the value of your home. However, and again, not all agents do this. I do. I know many spectacular agents who don't do this. But in my opinion, oftentimes the only time the homeowner sees the value of their home is with the tax assessment. And sometimes that's a little bit concerning. So I sometimes use the tax assessment as a way to show my clients how their neighbor's house, which was assessed at the same price, sold for this amount. And that was X factor of X over what the assessed price was, that sort of thing. We can use BC assessment as a way to say, hey, my place is, well, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. Anyway, we can use BC assessment for a bunch of things. Another thing you should know about BC assessment is if you did a reno on your home and you didn't get a building permit because you didn't need it for whatever kind of reno you did, like there are some kinds of renos that don't need building permits, then the city or district doesn't really have a record of the updates to your home. So your BC assessment could be a whole lot lower than what your house is actually worth because the government doesn't know that you made these adjustments to your home. So you can also, you can contact them and ask them to bump up your assessment, which is interesting. And if you're going to sell it, that's probably worth doing. If you're not going to sell it, you may not want to do that. It all depends on what situation you're in at the time. But I mean, that's an option. Oh, here's a good one. I think a lot of people will ask this. What is an agent's commission fee? Well, here in Canada and BC and Vancouver, North Vancouver, anyway, I think it's Canada-wide, we don't have a set commission. So realtors are free to set their own commissions. There is kind of an industry accepted set commission, but it's not, you know, certain people have higher commissions, certain people have lower commissions. I'll come straight out and tell you that my commission is 7 and 3, which is 7% on the first 100,000 and 3% on the remaining balance of whatever the sale price is. And I split that with the buyer's agent. Now I get a slightly higher split, but it's not a whole lot. Anyway, it's interesting. Some agents will negotiate their commission. Some will not. I'm not the sort that will negotiate my commission. And the reason for that is that I would not, like, if I allow you to negotiate the money that I'm getting, I don't know how you expect me to negotiate the money you're getting. So I remain resolute in my worth and how I value my services. And I also remain resolute in how I advocate for you as a seller. I feel like this is sounding more and more like an ad for hiring me, but I promise that it's not. If you have your own agent, these are lots of questions that, well, these are questions you should ask an agent. There are questions that you should ask your agent. There are questions that your agent will be able to answer 100%. It's, oh, like we're on to number 7 now, and I'm already at 14 minutes. Holy smokes. Okay. Are real estate prices negotiable? Well, I think we all know that yes, real estate prices are negotiable. You can negotiate through me with the buyer's agent. So let's say your house is listed at 2 million and they come in at 1.875. Like that's a big stretch. My job is to negotiate the best price for you based on comparables, you know, and a number of other factors. It's important to have somebody in your corner who knows how to do that. So I mean, having a good agent who knows how to negotiate is obviously going to get you where you need to go. And that kind of ties into the question about commission, because you're paying me to negotiate on your behalf in a manner suited to what your expectations are. So I'm going to take all my cues from you and we are going to discuss every offer you get and how we might negotiate those offers. So it's important to know that yes, all real estate prices are negotiable, but as your agent for selling, I am going to do my damnedest to negotiate it to your satisfaction, obviously. And again, sounding like an ad. God. All right. So maybe I should have read this list a bit more before I got to this, but it was confusing. So really there's only one question left, which really just makes it 8 questions, I think. But that's good because we're sort of running out of time anyway. Should I sell my current property before buying a new one? Here is an age-old question. This has been a real estate question for, I don't know, how long have there been realtors? Probably 100 years, maybe a little bit. No, I think that's about right, like the 1920s. Anyway, so yeah, it depends. Again, if we're in a market that is a seller's market and it's going crazy and every listing has multiple offers, then it's not super scary to sell your home or to buy a new place before you sell your home. But if we're in a market where homes aren't selling very quickly, then it could be, you know, it depends on your ability to manage stress and risk, I guess. You know, I have some clients who are super gung-ho to buy something before they sell, and that's their prerogative. And I'm always going to do a ton of work about to figure out the market so that we know where you sit and what your risk is. Sometimes the stakes are high, sometimes they're lower. Depends on how much equity you have in your home. Like, do you have to sell it right away? There are lots and lots of factors here, and just like with all the other questions. But I don't know. It depends. So I guess that's the answer to almost all those questions. It depends. I'm making air quotes. Alrighty. Well, those were some interesting questions. Those are kind of seller questions. And hopefully next week, if you guys don't hate this too much, I will do the buyer's questions. But I think, again, as with all of those questions, it depends on a million factors. And really the only way for you to know what to do is to have an expert come and talk to you about it. You could be an armchair expert in real estate. God knows there are so many of them here. And you may know a lot about the market. And that, heck, I'm not saying you don't know more than some agents even. But if you want somebody who lives and breathes it, then you're going to want to get yourself a really good realtor who can help you with all this stuff. Part of the fun of recording this podcast is that I get to promote BC businesses. And I'm so excited today to talk to you about Know Me, Know You Designs. This is a company that was started by my good friend Juliana not many years ago, but kind of a few years ago. And it's such a cool story. So Juliana and I, she very kindly allowed me at a time in my life when things were not going well to move into her cottage. And in her cottage was all of her mother's old furniture. And inside that furniture were some of her mother's paintings and designs. Her mother was an Indigenous artist, and she had some of the most beautiful designs and cool stuff, Indigenous art. And at the time, Juliana was trying to think of what to do with it. And a few years later, she started Know Me, Know You. My goodness, it has grown into a juggernaut of awesomeness. I'm sure that most of you who are listening have actually heard of it, but I just want to do a shout out to my good friend Jules, who has turned this company into something spectacular. So she took all the designs, and they are on activewear, so yoga wear, leggings, and she's just started a golf line, which of course is extremely exciting to me. So if you see me on the golf course, you know darn well that I will be wearing Know Me. I'm going to put a link in the show notes so that you can link to her business and take a look. Because of the timing of this show, I started January 2024. I haven't talked about my number one most favorite of all time, forever and ever, television shows, Ted Lasso. So I know that there are very few of you out there who have not listened to Ted or watched Ted Lasso. But if you are one of the lucky people who have not watched this show and you get to watch it from the beginning, I absolutely 100% urge you to do so. It's such a beautifully written show. It's interesting to me because, I mean, my interpretation isn't the same as everybody's, and I know that because I won't shut up about it. But one of the things I thought was really cool was the relationship between men in this show. We don't see it very often in media. We don't see love between men and kindness. And I just really love to see that. I hope we see more of it. I hope Jason Sudeikis does some more shows. It was so cool. I really loved it. And I hope you guys watch it. Alrighty, that's all for me today. I actually am hoping, I keep telling you that I'm going to do the buyer's questions next week, but I am hoping to have a guest next week. Next week is Easter Monday, so probably the following week I am going to have a guest. So I will be able to do the buyer's questions next week. Again, if you have any questions about the show or if you have any comments, I'm more than happy to hear them. You can email me info@northvanhomesales.com. You can download this podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, or you could like Spotify, for example. And I don't think it's on Apple Podcasts, but I am working on it. You can also get it at northvanhomesales.com/podcasts. Hope to see you next week.